is good. This is Renegade X. I'm back at it again with another The Mind of a Renegade. And this time, this will talk about the Hive Mind. What is the Hive Mind, you might ask? Well, I've got two definitions for it right here. The collective mental activity expressed in the complex, coordinated behavior of a colony of social insects, such as bees or ants, regarded as comparable to a single mind controlling the behavior of an individual organism. The tiny bees in the hive are more or less unaware of their colony, but their collective hive mind transcends their small minds. So, you know, it's a little quote example right there. The second, you know, definition says the collective thoughts, ideas, and opinions of a group of people, such as internet users, regarded as functioning together as a single mind. Now then, the hive mind has been happening for years. The hive mind isn't new. The hive mind definitely shows itself a lot today. Just looking at how people easily follow certain trends in what people do. Humans aren't far from animals. Now why do I say that? Cause if you ever seen a flock of birds fly to a specific location, if there are birds who are not in that flock and see them pass, they will join. And what I mean by, you know, flock birds is the, you know, the same bird that is in that flock that is not in the flock will follow them. Just like us humans, if we are in a group, if one person, this is just an example, if one person from the group just walks out of the group or does something, it's a high chance everyone else would do that same thing as well. And if one person, you know, just freaks out for some reason, you know, 9 times out of 10 that, you know, other people will freak out as well or react some type of way. I believe that's a biological thing. And I also believe that the hive mind, you know, the educational system has something to do with it, because it teaches us, the U.S. educational system teaches us how to be workers and, you know, followers instead of being, you know, producers and leaders and stuff like that. Which is like we're really worker bees in this society. Because what does society tell you? Go to school, learn everything they give you, graduate, get a job, get a wife or a husband, have a family, you know, grow old, and, you know. And that has been programmed into everyone's heads. And if someone doesn't necessarily follow that routine, they will get funny looks. Because as a child, we are taught this stuff. And we also see it on media. Because a child, I mean, we don't know everything. We don't have a complete idea of what's going on. So, because society teaches you, hey, here's this, accept it. And if you do not accept it, something is wrong with you. Now, I want to go over social media, because trends and stuff like that, because you can do a lot of stuff on social media. There's people out here that suffer from low self-esteem, depression, and stuff like that, because of the things that, you know, happened in their lives. I say that because that could be playing a part of the hive mind, since people try to find validation and stuff like that. Because today, a lot of people don't really think for themselves. They let someone think for them. It's like they literally have that person's mind. Because people just listening to something and it will sound good or it might sound good and they just go with it. Instead of researching to see if it's true or not. It'd be stuff like that. Me, Be myself, I am not hive-minded. I don't blindly just follow things. I research things, and if it's something I like, hey, I like it. If it's something I don't like, I don't like it. You know, I'll just be doing my own thing. I'll be following what society wants you to be. But, anyway, that's, gotta say for this podcast. I know it was kind of short, but I just had to get that on. You know, I just had to make this podcast and get that out. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.